New heading, Family Mission Statements. Because Habit 2 is based on principle, it has broad application. In addition to individuals, families, service groups, and organizations of all kinds become significantly more effective as they begin with the end in mind. Many families are managed on the basis of crises, moods, quick fixes, and instant gratification, not on sound principles. Symptoms surface whenever stress and pressure mount. People become cynical, critical, or silent, or they start yelling and overreacting. Children who observe these kinds of behavior grow up thinking the only way to solve problems is fight or flight. That's what animals do. The core of any family is what is changeless, what is always going to be there, your shared vision and values. By writing a family mission statement, you give expression to its true foundation. The mission statement becomes its constitution, the standard, the criterion for evaluation and decision-making. It gives continuity and unity to the family as well as direction. When individual values are harmonized with those of the family, members work together for common purposes that are deeply felt. Again, remember, the process is as important as the product. The very process of writing and refining a mission statement becomes a key way to improve the family, particularly when the entire family is involved in producing it. Working together to create a family mission statement builds the PC capacity to live it. By getting input from every family member, drafting a statement, getting feedback, revising it, and using wording from different family members, you get the family talking, communicating on things that really matter deeply. The best mission statements are the result of family members coming together in a spirit of mutual respect, expressing their different views, and working together to create something greater than any one individual could do alone. Periodic review to expand perspective, shift emphasis or direction, amend or give new meaning to time-worn phrases can keep the family united in common values and purposes. The mission statement becomes the framework for thinking, for governing the family. When the problems and crises come, which are inevitable, the Constitution is there to remind family members of the things that matter most and to provide direction for problem-solving and decision-making based on correct principles. In our home, we put our family mission statement up on a wall in the family room so that we can look at it and monitor ourselves daily. When we read the phrases about the sounds of love in our home, about order, responsible independence, cooperation, helpfulness, meeting needs, developing talents, showing interest in each other's talents, and giving service to others, it gives us some criteria to know how we're doing in the things that matter most to us as a family. When we plan our family goals and activities, we say, in light of these principles, what are the goals we're going to work on? What are our action plans to accomplish our goals and actualize these values? We review the statements frequently and rework goals and jobs twice a year in September and June, the beginning of school and the end of school, to reflect the situation as it is, to improve it, to strengthen it. It renews us. It recommits us to what we believe in, what we stand for.